No?
Ah, okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's just very low.
Hello? Okay, so what's cool about it is that they are built upon another open source tool, and they also open sourced their tooling. And that's not so common today. So.
Thank you.
Thanks. So welcome to the last talk in the web dev room today. We try to make it as easy and smooth as possible after a long day. And we want to share some experience of building the Open Speed Monitor and what we learned the hard way during all the time. And want to encourage you to also build open source software, even though you might think it wouldn't be worth it in the first place. But yeah, let's get into this first by explaining what we are not doing. So, are we product developers? Like, no, we are not doing anything for a specific product that we are selling to customers.
So, do we earn our money with open source?
Also, no.
Not clear really.
No. No money from that, but that's fine. Are we researchers? Academic, like every researcher looks like this, probably, but still not us.
Yeah, and we have some of the people from Akamai here, and there are a lot of services which take performance in the center. That's their core business. It's not our way. So we are not in this business as a main purpose.
Yes, so who are we actually? Like, there's Niels, I'm Stefan, and we are working for an IT service provider called Iteratech. And actually, we're just full-stack developers, and we are building sophisticated software systems for our customers, which are mostly internal stuff, like for enterprises. So how did we get into touch with all that stuff? Why are we now implementing and maintaining the Open Speed Monitor since 8 years? And how did we get into daily web performance work anyway? So how this happened and what we learned during that way, this will be the key part of our talk. We hope you can have some takeaway from it. So to tell you what happened, let's go back to 2011.
Yeah, so the whole